Through major media and social media, I have interacted with literally countless people. Those whose lives exhibit Christ always stand out from those whose lives exhibit defeat. Today, I'm going to share a pep talk with you about how to refocus on Jesus and have victory in Him. First of all, we need to remember that as we're going through a difficult time, it's very predictable. The enemy of our souls will try to make us doubt God's character or distract us so as to ignore Jesus. So we must focus on ways to change that. And you know, focus is a deliberate action that we have to take. We have to take action to focus on Christ. So don't fall for emotional mirages. God remains good, and Jesus Christ remains with us. Look at Him, follow Him, love Him. With Him you will win, no doubt about it. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says so much. Listen to this, quote, "Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who, for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before Him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing His deity, His authority, and the completion of His work." I'm so thankful that we can rely on Jesus. He always finishes what He starts, and we can trust in Him as we look to Him, and we know that He's going to be with us and help us as we look to Him. He's the perfecter of our faith. He's, of course, the one that is the example for us. You know, in that passage, we saw how He endured the cross. We cannot doubt the fact that He is with us in our suffering, since He was willing to suffer for us. In contrast, the devil wants you to hide from God. Think of how Adam and Eve hid after they sinned. But instead, Jesus wants you to hide yourself in Him and win the battle over sin. No matter what, God wants you to know today that He wants you. God wants you to know that He wants you. The cross puts that point across. There can be no doubt. There can be no doubt. God wants you. God wants you. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness, absurd and illogical to those who are perishing and spiritually dead because they reject it. But to us who are being saved by God's grace, it is the manifestation of the power of God." So, my friends, the only way to stop a vicious cycle is to stop the bad and start the good by submitting to Jesus as Lord of every area of our lives. We must stop the bad and replace it with the good, applying God's word. You can't leave a vacuum where the bad once existed. Instead, quote, "Test all things carefully so you can recognize what is good. Hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Withdraw and keep away from it." Unquote. That was 1 Thessalonians 5:21 through 22. God loves you, my friends. He wants what is best for you. Withdraw from bad influences. Instead, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Nothing compares to Jesus. Absolutely nothing. So in conclusion, the exciting news is to realize that you really can have victory in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we surrender to You. We open our hearts to You, Lord Jesus. We repent. We turn to You. Come into our hearts. Cleanse us from our sins. Fill us and use us for Your glory. And we pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. And we ask for Your best for each one. We bless Your name and love You so much, Jesus. Help us to love You and our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember that God really does want you. The cross puts that point across.